Hagrid was wading toward them through the sea of books. In an instant he had pulled Mr. Weasley and Mr. Malfoy apart. Mr. Weasley had a cut lip, and Mr. Malfoy had been hit in the eye by an encyclopedia of toadstools. He was still holding Ginny's old Transfiguration book. He thrust it at her, his eyes glittering with malice. "Here, girl, take your book. It's the best your father can give you." Pulling himself out of Hagrid's grip, he beckoned to Draco and swept from the shop.
"You should have ignored him, Arthur,"
said Hagrid, almost lifting Mr. Weasley off his feet as he straightened his robes.
"Rotten to the core, the old family. Everyone knows that. No Malfoy's worth listening to. Bad blood, that's what it is. Come on now, let's get out of here."
The assistant looked as though he wanted to stop them leaving, but he barely came up to Hagrid's waist and seemed to think better of it. They hurried up the street, the Grangers shaking with fright, and Mrs. Weasley beside herself with fury.
"A fine example to set for your children, brawling in public. What Gilderoy Lockhart must have thought."
"He was pleased," said Fred. "Didn't you hear him as we were leaving? He was asking that bloke from the Daily Prophet if he'd be able to work the fight into his report. Said it was all publicity."
But it was a subdued group that headed back to the fireside in the Leaky Cauldron, where Harry, the Weasleys, and all their shopping would be travelling back to the Burrow using flue powder. They said goodbye to the Grangers, who were leaving the pub for the Muggle Street on the other side. Mr. Weasley started to ask them how bus stops worked, but stopped quickly at the look on Mrs. Weasley's face. Harry took off his glasses and put them safely in his pocket before helping himself to flue powder.
It definitely wasn't his favourite way to travel.